This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is another installment of the Wendy's Big Show here on a Monday. But no, this is not the voice of Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. It's Radio Joe. And I guess I'll just say what's going on. And it just sucks. And I think Sparky is not the only one with this. Joining me, by the way, are two former Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler. There was a lot of rain last night in the area, specifically in Oak Creek and Franklin. I think there was like 5 inches of rain that got dumped on that area. So Sparky called me this morning and he's like, "Hey dude, I need you to fill in on the Big Show today." I'm like, "Okay, why?" I have 3 inches of water in my basement. Ooh. I don't think Sparky was the only one. So for those of you that are like trying to dry out your basements today, I feel for you guys. I'm really sorry to hear that. Were you guys good with all of your sump pumps and all that, Gary, Leroy? I mean, are we good? Are there any crises to deal with after all this rain we had?
Yeah, I'm in a no flood zone, so I don't have to worry about that. My father-in-law, who's a real man, by the way, to fix his stuff, and I don't do that. I just call folks. I ain't trying to put nothing together. I may use the plunger, but I'm not doing that stuff.
I'm glad you use a plunger, Leroy.
Hey, cause I'm only a man when I need to be, but that's kind of manly stuff. But my father-in-law, he had a foot of water, a few weeks back, and, He called his insurer and they took care of everything. But yes, we was watching Hamilton for the 251st time. If you're a married man out there, leave me alone, because I'm not going to argue with my wife if it make her happy. And plus, she go to bed early anyway. It don't matter. But they interrupted what we were watching to tell you there's flood warnings and all this kind of stuff. So it's almost like, you know, like a message just goes over the TV and it just interrupts whatever you're watching just to make sure you know. They're like a public service announcement or something like that. So I have a lot of friends in this, and actually from Caledonia all the way up to Kenosha, about four people have had those issues. One of his power went out, so the sump pump went out, and then another guy got some roots. Do you say roots or roots? I don't know. Which one of y'all? Is it a horse or pee? Does it really matter? But anyway.
It doesn't really matter, no.
He had some roots. He said ruts, but I was like, what is that? Whatever. And got all backed up in there, and everything just bagged flow, and it was... But he got it all worked out. But so I feel for Steve going through that. Gary, I don't know how you would do it, but I'm one of these people that like to call somebody.
Well, yeah, I mean... We'll find over here, but yeah, that was a lot of rain that we had come down
sure
yesterday.
Was.
So yeah, I mean, it came down hard, quick, and it went all through the night. Sump pump was going off pretty good. And you know, and something you never really think about, this is why you should have either homeowners or rentals, rental insurance for these types of things that happen.
Mm-hmm.
You never know when you're going to need it. And sometimes people say, oh, I'm paying for it. I never need, never know. But here's one of the things is, you know, if your basement floods out, your homeowners and renters insurance will cover that. So it's tough when you flood your basement out. And then you've got couches, TVs, Xbox, PlayStations.
Rugs.
Some people have weight equipment down there, and all that stuff gets ruined. And then now you got to figure out how to go, you know, bring it back. And so that's, and I feel for people who don't have that. So it's a tough undertaking. You can lose everything. I mean, and some people have, like, you know, like for me, memorabilia stuff. So some stuff that you don't really have up in your house, and that's where you put it down in the basement, like press clippings and trophies and all that kind of stuff. All that stuff can get ruined. So we just hope Steve comes out okay, and they go down in there and they pump all that water, get them big fans going, and maybe we'll see him tomorrow.
Hopefully. And for any of you else that have been dealing with flooding this morning, we all feel for you. And perhaps you're listening to us while you're trying to get all the water out of your basement. So we appreciate that. But we've got a lot to get to on today's show. Starting 3 o'clock, the NFL, it just seems like it's going to be business as usual. They have made some modifications in how they want to keep their players and coaches and all the staff safe. But should they have had a bubble? Because it might be too little too late to put one together. We'll talk about that at 3 o'clock. And at 4 o'clock, the big news that came out over the weekend, we did not have Brewer baseball at all. Everything got postponed. The doubleheader that was supposed to happen on Sunday got postponed. We find out that Ryan Braun has a cut to his finger that they needed to sew up, so he's on the IL. We find out that Pat Murphy, the Brewers bench coach, had a heart attack over the weekend. He is doing much better, thank goodness. And then we also find out that Lorenzo Cain is opting out of this season for a couple of different reasons. So coming up at 4 o'clock, we'll discuss whether or not you have a problem with Lorenzo Cain opting out because of this crazy season. And we don't even know if baseball is going to be continuing. We're trying to keep our fingers crossed there. But right now, we're going to start things off with last night's game. And I know the Bucks and Rockets was a lot of fun to watch. It was a little sloppy at times from the Bucks. The Rockets shot,
especially down the stretch, Joe.
Absolutely. The other big thing was the Houston Rockets just decided we're going to shoot a three-pointer every time we have an offensive possession. They put up last night 61 three-point attempts. 61. They were 21 of 61 from three. I've never seen anything like that before. Mm-hmm. It was literally two-thirds of the shots they put up were three-point attempts, and they beat the Bucks last night 120 to 116. Now, I put on First Take this morning, and I had quite a few people ask me why the hell I even watched that show. But I, now that we have sports back, and now that we have the national talking heads saying what they need to say about these mm-hmm. certain teams, including the best team in the NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks, Kendrick Perkins said something, and it was the biggest hot take I have heard in a long time. He said this morning on First Take that the Bucks have lost their defensive identity. Losing last night was, quote, a big deal. And then Jay Williams, who was a part of the panel, responded right away to Perkins and said, what are you talking about, man? It was just like this. It was the strangest comment coming from a guy that I'm not even sure watched that game all the way through last night. Kendrick Perkins might have just saw some of the highlights. It was talked about quite a bit during the game. We all knew that the Rockets were going to go with a small lineup. We all knew that Eric Bledsoe and Pat Connaughton were out, so the Bucks did not have many guards to go with, which means the Bucks were going to have to put in some of their taller players to defend a much smaller Rockets team. This is just what it was, and you also know that these Bucks players are not going to go out and defend the perimeter. These taller players going out and defend the perimeter, so of course the Rockets are going to be shooting threes. The question is this, and you guys can chime in at 414-799-1250.
Uh-oh.
This is only the second game of this, what I like to call the pre-postseason. I'm not even calling it the seeding season or just the rest of the regular season. This is the pre-postseason. The Bucks are in. We all know that.
100.
Straight 100.
Yeah.
But is there anything to be upset about after last night's Bucks win? Or Bucks loss, excuse me. I don't really think there is. It's the second game, and we all knew this, Gary. We knew there was going to be some rust to be shaken off, and we also knew there was a big mismatch in this game. Is there anything you're upset with after last night?
Well, no, not really. I think everybody wants to see what Giannis is going to do. I mean, it just feels like to me there's people around the league think that Giannis can't put the Milwaukee Bucks over the top. And over the top mean that they can't win a championship or maybe even make it to the championship game. They think that Giannis still have a lot of deficiencies in his game. And it feels like that they think that he can be stopped once it becomes crunch time. And it feels like to me, and just only, well, they only played two games that I saw so far, that they're playing them different in that they're not playing them like Toronto played them. They're letting him have all the post moves that he wants. They're letting him have, well, right now he's shooting jump shots and he's hitting them. It just seems like the double teams are not coming very quickly. But when he played against Toronto, those double teams came very quick. Sometimes they triple team him. It seems like he's just having his way. It seems like they're just saying, okay, we're going to let Giannis go ahead and do his thing. Maybe we'll throw a double team him every once in a while, but we're just going to let him do his thing. And I think there's just some sentiment around the NBA that Giannis really can't do it, and they'll buckle down when time comes. This was a huge game for the Milwaukee Bucks, but this was a big game to a lot of people that are out there who are doubting Giannis and the Milwaukee Bucks, and this gives them a little fuel to the fire that maybe they cannot win a championship because of Giannis. But if you look at down the stretch, which Leroy just talked about, it wasn't good there down the stretch.
Go ahead, Leroy.
Yeah, for me, it's kind of a head scratcher because I saw a game the other day, Joe, with the Rockets. They had 82 points, cuz, in the first half, something like that. I'm not overly excited when these games are a little bit over. Well, it's 120-116. A lot of these games going to be high scoring. A lot of these games, guys going to get open shots. I'm blaming all that on COVID-19, okay? Maybe these guys don't want to play defense like they want to. But let's get back to the basics, okay? I put out something to say, in my opinion, I take Chris Middleton over PG-13, and I got just ripped hard. Everybody like Paul George. That's fine. Love Paul George. I like Chris Middleton. I like the game Chris Middleton had. I like the game that Brooke Lopez had. If they play like that, they're going to win a lot of games. They didn't get anything from their bench. And I also, while I got the floor, congratulations to Booten for being Coach of the Year by the coaches. That was pointed out by Gary Ellison.
Co-Coach of the Year.
And then who cares about that, Joe? We talk about our guy.
Well, I'm just giving 100.
Hey,
I'm just giving you the facts.
Hey, Joe, this is my dream. Please get out of it. When you reset the show, you can say Co, okay? We live in Milwaukee, so I'm going to reset. Congratulations to Booten. Okay, Joe, you're right, but sometimes right ain't always right. I'm not worried at all because I asked Eric Name about that, Joe, and Gary. I said, if they lose a game or two, are we going to freak out? He said, no, these games really don't mean a whole lot because if you're the number one seed overall, we all playing in the same spot. It's not that big of a deal. It just seemed like to me, Perkins, who I value his opinion, but he's a straight up LeBron James for MVP guy. So if there's any daylight that he can create between LeBron James and Giannis or the Lakers and the Bucks, he's going to take advantage of that. So you can't react like most of the people reacted. I know the Bucks fans. I know better than this now. I know Bucks fans ain't freaking out. I hope not, because it didn't bother me. I thought it was one of the most entertaining games because it was defense at times, but again, down the stretch. But I would think, but real quick, I would think that Steve and the Bucks fans, they don't like Bledsoe no way. So So they probably glad he wasn't there.
No. No, you know what? It's funny because I just love the constant flip-flopping when it comes to Eric Bledsoe. It's just there's like a couple of months where you just love the guy because he's good offensively, he's playing great defense, and then when we get to the playoffs, everyone hates him because he doesn't produce. Last night on social media, at least from the social media world, I could not tell you how many people were tweeting saying, well, it just goes to show that the Bucks need Eric Bledsoe. They need
what?
Him for his defense. Yes.
Boy, they some hypocrites, boy.
Yes.
Had he turned that ball over down the stretch, Gary, they'll be all over him right now.
Yep.
Why did you sign him? Oh my goodness. Why did you? I'm like, I don't get it. It's either you like a guy or you don't. I don't get it.
Well, it is funny to see that kind of flip-flopping, but I agree. I mean, this is what is so funny to me. This Bucks team, in order to beat the Milwaukee Bucks, and this was just like this throughout the regular season, in order to beat this Bucks team, you have to shoot lights out. And when I mean lights out, I mean from three-point territory. These teams have to shoot at least a 40% clip and to be on their game to beat the Bucks, and then the Bucks have to be a little bit below average offensively to make the game interesting. Otherwise, there's too many factors that put the Bucks way ahead of every opponent they face. And it was just like that last night. I mean, you had to jack up 61 three-point attempts, mm-hmm. hit 21 of them, and you still weren't blowing the Bucks away. And this is a Bucks team that still isn't fully healthy without guys like Eric Bledsoe and Pat Connaughton. And that, to me, is that's the craziest thing, Gary. You know, we can look at this and say, all right, yeah, they lost to a good Rockets team, but there's no reason to flip out because you weren't at 100% and you still made it a game and you had a chance to win that game in the final 20 seconds.
I'm waiting for Kyle Korver to
what
do
you waiting
something.
On? What would
to
you
do
come
something.
On? He's a bench role player. What are you waiting for?
Right.
A guy
yeah.
50 years old to do something, Garrett. Come on.
I'm waiting for the bench role player to get hot and be the Kyle Korver that we saw in Atlanta. And we just really haven't seen that at all this year, I don't think. I don't know if he's too old. He just can't bring anything to the table. But the guy used to be a dynamite spot-up jump shooter. And you're just not getting anything from him out of that. I mean, I thought he'd be not exactly Ray Allen, but the equivalent to Ray Allen when he goes over and they try to win something there in Miami. And you're just not getting anything from Kyle Korver. I thought maybe he could help them a little bit, Joe, but I'm not seeing anything from him at all. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I saw Korver last night attack the basket. That was kind of rare because that's not something that he usually does, especially at the older age that he has. I mean, he played 18 minutes last night. He was 2 of 3 from the field, 1 of 2 from three-point territory. But that's the thing. It's like when this Bucks team is fully healthy, and we're in the playoffs, and we're facing a team like the Celtics or the Heat or the Raptors, I don't know how Mike Budenholzer is going to go with his rotations. Obviously, the Bucks can match up well against any team, assuming they're healthy. I mean, you can go with smaller lineups when you have healthy guards. You can go up against bigger teams and go with some of your bigger guys off the bench because you've got so much length. There's a lot of versatility there.
Length.
But when I'm looking at it, I don't know like what kind of role Kyle Korver is going to have in games, like how many minutes he's going to see against those kind of teams, because I think his three-point shooting is very important, and I think that was the one thing that killed the Bucks against Toronto last year. No one was hitting.
Exactly.
No one was hitting. Yeah. So is Kyle Korver a guy that you can trust off the bench?
I don't know. We haven't seen it.
Right.
I thought that's why you went and got him.
Gary makes a great point. He will be the spot-up shooter, just go stay in the corner and stay there. But again, their rotation is off because if you look at, you know, the West Matthews played 27 minutes, DiVincenzo played 23, but you also have to look at you won the rebound battle 65. They had 65 rebounds. You had three players with double digits. Giannis leading the way with 18 with double-digit rebounds. How can you not look at that as a positive? I'm just a positive person. I don't look at I just don't react like some of the fans do with maybe some of the people. You got the best team. If they were full strength, they'll blow the Rockets out. But I will say this, so when a team that does such a small team I would play a lot of zone because Lopez was just reaching over these guys. I mean, just play a zone and extend the defense out because they have no inside game. I would do it. Harden took 12 threes. I mean, so just make those guys take those tough shots. And sometimes guys going to hit a shot. But your role players, and Gary is onto something. The Ilyasova, however you say his name, he only played like 4 minutes. He's one of your best defending guys on the block. Well, they don't have a guy down on the block. I mean, so, and he'll make open shots. So he'll get more minutes. Korver will get a little less. He played 18, as you indicated, Joe. I'm not even freaking out. I'm glad I wasn't on a meeting today, which I never am, America. I wouldn't even brought this topic up. I wouldn't. Because I don't, I'm not going to say I don't care because I'd be a hypocrite, but sometimes I like being that it's fun. But I'm just not freaking out. But I was getting notifications from my friends last night, like the Bucks lost the championship. So I don't get it.
All right. Well, we want to know from you guys at 414-799-1250.
Yeah, y'all tell us what y'all think. We don't know what we know.
Okay, the Bucks lose last night. They're 1-1 in this pre-postseason restart that we've – I mean, the Bucks, they still haven't clinched the number one seed just yet, but they are on the verge of doing it. The Raptors, by the way, are up 10 on the Heat.
That's
right now.
That's who I'm scared of.
I'm scared of both of those teams, Raptors and the Heat. But 414-799-1250.
Yeah, that should have been the topic, but we had another thing going.
I'm sure most of you did sit down and watch some of that game last night between the Bucks and the Rockets. Come on, let's be honest. Is there anything to really be upset about in
exactly.
that loss
well,
last night?
Well, I don't know if there's anything to be upset about, Joe, but you saw down the stretch there where then, you know, Giannis is trying to take it to the hole. They triple team that. They rake the ball out of his hands. Yeah. I mean, if you're, and not necessarily nitpicking, but if you're looking for some sort of sign that those things won't happen to Giannis again, and yet it did down the stretch, and you just say, ho hum, it's nothing, it's okay, it's
I'm
fine.
I'm blaming COVID-19.
You'll be all right. If you're going to continue to say that, because not necessarily this was a big game, the Bucks are already in, but the Rockets are looking to, you know, play for something. They think they've got a chance. And if you're saying that I'm looking for a sign that somebody else is going, because if you're saying to yourself, okay, we saw what they did to Giannis, we saw what Toronto did with Giannis, everybody else is going to do the same thing. So you're asking yourself, okay, if Giannis can't do it, then who is the other guy that's going to help him out and step up? Who is that
Middleton.
Guy? Is that Middleton? Is that Bledsoe? I talked about Kyle Korver. Is that Korver? Who is it? If you're saying to yourself, because right now, that's what we saw down the stretch. I don't have any angst over it myself, but that's what we saw down the stretch. You saw some similar stuff that happened in a Toronto game. Now, all during the game, they really didn't do that to Giannis. This guy just let him have his way. But those last 2 or 3 minutes, they played him different.
All right. Well, we've got the phone lines are blown up, so we will get to you guys on the other side.
I like talking to smart people.
But again, is there anything to be upset about in last night's Bucks loss? 414-799-1250. Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. I'm Radio Joe in for Sparky. More of the Wendy's Big Show next on The Fan.
The Rockets have the lead.
Bucks had ahead of them. One timeout, not going to use it on this possession.
Giannis wanted Korver, and Korver fouls House.
And Giannis is going to get the turnover, and yes, he should. But I thought Kyle could have done a little bit better job, Jim, of moving up left toward the break line once Giannis had committed in the air.
You know, I saw Harden guarding me, sending me towards the baseline. Then I saw PJ Tucker coming, so I was like, okay, somebody's going to be open. But when I was in the air, I saw from my side view that Brook cut. I didn't see George. George was under the basket. He was wide open, and I saw Kyle in the corner. So I tried to throw it to Kyle, but my pass was not accurate. It was too slow. So I got a turnover.
That's Giannis talking about the botched play with about 20 seconds to go in the game. Gives it up as he gets attacked inside, tries to get it to Kyle Korver in the corner, and is immediately picked off, and that essentially did it for the Bucks as they fall last night 120-116 to the Houston Rockets. But all in all, this is the pre-postseason after all. We want to know from you guys at 414-799-1250. Is there really anything to be upset about after last night's Bucks loss? You could look at that particular situation and have reason to be concerned, but it's not the end of the world, and these are ramp-up games for the Bucks as they get themselves ready for the postseason. I'm Radio Joe in for Steve Sparky Pfeiffer alongside Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler. Let's go out to the phones. Ram on the north side, you're next up on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Ram?
Hey, what's going on, Joe and Leroy? And
what's
Gary.
Up, Ram?
Hey, this is my take, and I've always said that. I've been saying this for the last 2 years. To win the NBA title, you got to have a supreme backcourt. And if you don't have guards that can do stuff in the clutch, you're not going far. It's just not going to happen. And the turnovers, despite what everybody said, 22 turnovers, and Westbrook had like 5 steals, Harden had 6 steals. No matter how big you are, I just think this whole big thing is dead.
Mm-hmm.
And small ball is what's ruling. You know, but what do you expect Houston to do? They didn't have the size to go up post up. Why would they go post up? That's dumb for people to even think that. So, you play to your strengths. But they decided to play fast, and that's what they did. And my other thing is, Gary, is like, I want to know why you don't go to Lopez in the post. You go to him all game, and the clutch, he got a better post-up game than Giannis got.
Well, he had a better matchup, too.
Yeah, I'm just saying. He had the better matchup the whole game. Why you don't go? Bud, this is on Bud again. In big games, he do not make adjustments. He don't. And this is just an indictment. Now, going forward, I say this. If the Bucks don't clean this up, because everybody knows you can kill the Bucks on the corner threes. Did you know the corner three is the shorter three-point shot on the court? Why wouldn't you shoot it? Why you line somebody to left and right? Why wouldn't you shoot it? Yeah. And that's my take on it. And I think they really got the guard play killed them. It wasn't one buck that had double figures guard play, not one.
Yeah.
Joe, what's the question real quick, Joe? What's the question?
Is there anything to be upset about last night's Bucks loss?
He just broke it down.
Going forward, I think all these games count. I'm a hooper, man. I don't believe you play one game, it don't count. No, because you got tape, and team is watching this tape. So however you playing, they make an adjustment. They're just not gonna let Giannis do what he want to do.
Right,
that's not
right.
Basketball.
No.
But
thanks for
what Gary said, you know, I'll say this. You know, you said it inadvertently, but it was some things you saw there. You know, you just being straightforward, and that's some things that I saw, and that stuff got to be cleaned up.
Right. All right. Thanks, Ram.
All right. Thanks.
Exactly.
For the call.
And that's a good point, because that's what the Toronto people said. That's what Gary's talking about. For the people that say put the 4 straight losses behind you, okay, Nick Nurse did a great job of coaching, but these teams, and we talked about this, Gary, when you was on vacation for the 3rd week in a row. I never go on vacation. When I'm out, I'm just out. Your MVP guys in the 1st and 4th quarter, right, Gary? I mean, the 1st and 4th quarter, those are when your guys, you would take over games. Now, George Hill, Joe, Rachel's husband is George Hill is an experienced guy.
George Hill was rather non-existent last night.
Well, no, and I keep telling people that who want to see George Hill play, I say the more you see George Hill play, you'll understand why he's not a starter in the NBA. They work well together, though, Leroy. Him and Bledsoe together work well.
Okay.
And I think the more you see Bledsoe play without George Hill, Bledsoe becomes a little exposed. I think both of those guys together make each other good or make each other better.
That make a lot of sense.
Well, and I think, too, you need a veteran like George Hill to come off the bench in this situation.
Sure, exactly.
Right. I mean,
but you don't want George Hill to be playing 40 minutes.
No, probably not. No. But Dante DiVincenzo.
I'm just not saying as he played last year. DiVincenzo, I mean, I like him, but DiVincenzo to me should be a shooter.
Well, he took 6 threes, but he only hit one.
But DiVincenzo Dante has proven all season long that he's more than just this guy that can shoot on the perimeter. He's been one of the scrappiest players on this team, fighting for rebounds, stealing the basketball, getting his hands dirty. He's been like that all year.
Let somebody else be scrappy. I want talent. Let somebody else be scrappy. I want talent. Go take another phone call, Joe. We got another one.
Oh, we do. Let's go to Trell on the north side. You're next up on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on with y'all, man?
What's up, T?
T, I know you ain't mad, nah.
A lot of Oscar Mayer going on, man. A lot of Oscar
Come on with it, man. Come on with it.
A lot of baloney going on, man. Everybody's freaking out. Man, this was not nothing to be concerned about.
Exactly.
The Bucks had a high turnover game last night, something they're not accustomed to. They don't turn the ball over like that, so I'm not concerned about that. The second thing is that we want to talk about Giannis making a few mistakes in the fourth quarter. What about the 16 points he smacked on Boston in the fourth quarter to close him out? A guy who can't close out, but I seen the guy getting the ball, scoring for his team, taking the lead on Boston, and holding the lead. Now, when you're playing against the Houston Rockets, this is a team that's not like no other team in the league. So you can't prepare for this team, and this is a game that you would have needed Eric Bledsoe because he controls the tempo of their offense. But he wasn't there, so no excuses. They didn't have Eric Gordon. There's no excuses. Houston beat us, and that's good for them. I hate losing to James Harden. That's the only thing that I was disappointed about. I don't like losing to James Harden, period. But besides that, I mean, Giannis made a few mistakes, but his stat line and his production and all that can't be questioned. I mean, the man almost had a 40-20 game. I mean, so if we're going to criticize him, that just speaks to his greatness and how great he's come that we're criticizing him for a few mistakes, which he did make a key turnover, but he also gave the Bucks the lead with 20-some seconds left with a layup. So we gotta speak on both of them that he did if we're going to start to criticize him about small mistakes. But they're going to be fine. I'm not concerned about nobody in the East. Everybody's saying Boston. Boston got this mental.
No, Toronto scared me, T. They scared me, T.
Offense. When it comes down to it, the Bucks defense is going to clamp down. They got the best defense in the league for a reason, historically. Toronto ain't going to be able to score. They don't, Siakam can't score like Kawhi Leonard. He's not that type of dude. He gets points, but he's not a difference maker in that point. I'm not concerned about nobody
game.
Over there. Nobody. They'd be lucky to get two games. Anybody in the Eastern Conference would be lucky to get two games. So,
and they also called Tatum off, too. Tatum was off against Boston. Thanks for the phone call.
Tatum was off because he got D'd up. This is normal for him. What happened last year in the playoffs? Last year in the playoffs, what did Tatum do? Think about that.
All right.
Thanks for the phone call, Tatum.
You kind of called Tatum off. Tatum probably ate some chicken wings from Lou Williams. Shout out to Jack Harlow, one of my best favorite white rappers. If you ain't looking at it, what's popping? Hey, listen. Toronto got something. They beat the Lakers, and I'm not saying it because I'm a Laker fan. They got something, Joe, that Nick Nurse understands his roster. He's not trying to over-finesse anybody. They just do it by the book. And sometimes, I mean, people say, why did Michael Jordan, why didn't he go to UNLV and run up and down the court? No, he wanted structure, so he went to Dean Smith. And that's what one thing Za'Darius Smith talked about when they lost to San Francisco. We got to make some corrections on the sideline. And that's what Bud had to do when he faced another team, small ball. Listen, we're going to extend the defense out. Okay, because you got two shot blockers. Hey, man, Brooke Lopez will block everything come up there. Because if Giannis don't win Defensive Player of the Year, he should probably win it. This guy had one of his best games. I am not freaking out because nobody, I agree with T, nobody's going to beat them in the East. But Toronto beating the Lakers worries me.
Let the record show. For those that didn't know, maybe you guys didn't realize this. Going into this game last night, the Bucks had won the last three games against the Rockets. And Mike Budenholzer has come up with some great game plans of defending James Harden, but you didn't have Eric Bledsoe last night. So I just... people.
Janet Jackson say, what have you done for me lately? That's what people remember.
Yeah. I mean, we also need to know that the Houston Rockets are a very good basketball team. And I think the Rockets will put up a fight in the Western Conference against any of these teams. But if they're going to shoot 63 pointers a game, I mean... good luck with that. It did work well for them last night, but again, it's not like they blew out this Bucks team. We're asking you guys, even though the Bucks lost.
I got a quick 5-second question, real quick.
Okay.
Are you guys surprised by the minutes these guys are playing? Giannis was at 33, but Harden and Westbrook was like 38 minutes and 34 minutes. I thought that would be like these guys would play like late 20s, maybe 30.
I'm
surprised these guys are playing this hard.
No, I mean, I guess this is part of the whole Russ thing. You want to give them as much time as possible. Good point. And it's also worth noting too, Harden got into foul trouble in the first half. I mean, he was out there for a while, and then he went to the bench and then came back later on and then didn't really get into too many issues afterwards. But yeah, I mean, 34 minutes for him. It was only an 8-man rotation that D'Antonio put out there.
Exactly.
But nonetheless, it was unfortunate that the Bucks weren't able to win last night. For me, I don't think it's the end of the world. But asking you guys, 414-799-1250, is there anything to be upset about in last night's Bucks loss? We'll continue with this on the other side. Also coming up, will Major League Baseball finish?
Oh my goodness.
It was kind of hard not having baseball this weekend, but we're supposed to have a game tonight at Miller Park. Tonight is supposed to be opening day. We'll talk about that as well as the Wendy's Big Show continues on here in the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. Show Sports Radio 105.7 FM, the Fan, here in the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. GeneWagnerPlumbing.com for all of your plumbing needs, alongside two former Packers, the running back Gary Ellerson and the Packer Hall of Fame safety Leroy Butler. I'm Radio Joe in for Sparky. Dan Plucker, our executive producer, other side of the glass. So there was a lot that happened in Brewers news this weekend. We're going to get more into this coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, but these were some of the highlights. Lorenzo Cain decides to opt out on the 2020 season. We hear that Pat Murphy had suffered a heart attack during practice at Miller Park. They took him right to the hospital, and all signs are good. He's going to be all right. And Ryan Braun also had some surgery done on his finger, and he's going on the IL because there was a little bit of an infection. Then you've got the St. Louis Cardinals, because we kept hearing the news throughout the day. I was out on the golf course, and I hear, oh yeah, no doubleheader on Sunday. So there was no Brewers baseball at all this weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday were all postponed because we find out that more members of the St. Louis Cardinals test positive. And we got breaking news on the Fan, brought to you by Pennzoil Motor Oils, made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Mark Saxon of The Athletic says that the Cardinals are not going to Detroit to play their next series. That means they likely will have to make up at least 7 games. According to Mark Saxon. So that's the latest there. So it looks like they're going to go back to St. Louis. I think they're still hanging out in Milwaukee right now until they know it's safe to travel again. But right. there were so many things that went wrong this weekend. And really, that was the only series of note where we saw a spike in COVID cases on one particular team. There was nothing else going on. Everyone else was really able to play their games and their series. It just feels like, guys, that this is going to be very hard for baseball to get through all of this unless they find a way to make adjustments. And Rob Manfred came out the other day and said that we're going to move ahead with this. This is what we're going to do. Gary Ellerson, what's your gut telling you about baseball? I mean, do you think that they can still get through this and still be able to finish this season?
I think so. They got to figure it out. I mean, it's different than the NBA, most certainly, but if you look at the Cardinals, I don't know where the case came from, but they did say there were 4 people in the front office who had it. And then there were 2 players. Now, after that, it kind of mushroomed out to more players. So, I don't know how they, I think they keep playing. I mean, I really do. I think they're going to try. I don't know how widespread it's going to get, but I think they're doing a good job with the Cardinals. I think they're doing a good job with the Marlins. Listen, they wanted a bubble, right? I think there was a proposal for these players to play on the bubble, and the players voted against that. So now they're just going to have to deal with it the best that they can under the circumstances that they have. I just don't think the guys are going to be able to go out and play golf and do all the things that they would like to do. I think they're going to have to, when they get to a city, they're going to have to be under their own bubble in the city. You're just only going to be just a hotel. And it's going to be tough for baseball players to do that because people forget that they're in towns, you know, 3, 4 days, 5 days in certain cities. And it's tough. Where if you look at the NFL, and we'll get into that, but if you look at the NFL, it's a little bit different. I think we fly in on a Saturday and we fly out Sunday. So there can be a bubble in the NFL because it's a shorter stay. Major League Baseball is going to be so different, but I still think they're going to go for it. See, is there a question here? I'm sorry.
Will baseball finish? Simple as that.
Yes, I think they'll finish. Yes.
Leroy, what's your gut telling you?
It's hard to predict a lot of these things, but before I get into some of my rhetoric, I want to say the Brewers bench coach, Pat Murphy, I hope he's resting comfortably. He had a episode, so I want him and his family to have a speedy recovery. I think he's at Freighter, though. If he's at Freighter, man, they platinum over there because, I mean, he been the best care. So I hope he feels better. It's kind of hard to see that the teams who had the bubble was the NBA. They put a lot of thought into it, how they were going to do it. But everybody had to be on board, like to change your lifestyle, change your thinking. You pretty much everybody had to think like you were married. That means like you were a responsibility. Until I got married, I wouldn't say I was the most responsible guy. But I would take a chance here or two, but you can't do that with this particular COVID-19. So the NFL are going to have cases because they don't have the bubble. I mean, they could have easily had a plan to where you can have these guys, you know, buy a couple hotels locally, just buy them out. People are not, no games anyway. So a lot of these hotels are empty. And just keep your players there. I like what we used to do at St. Norbert's College, Gary. Just like training camp, just to get through the season. And then you have to contract trace these guys so that you don't hear four guys got tested positive because they went somewhere. And next thing you know, you got six other guys. Then you have to shut this thing down. Now, they're going to try to do the doubleheader thing with seven innings. But, I mean, that's probably why the MLB, which is also they did think something was smart, though, have a pool of players that you can pull from. And the young man that escapes me, I can't say his name because I can't pronounce it, that's playing up at Appleton, the shortstop. They're supposed to play when Arcia get tied, which is never, because I'm an Arcia fan.
Luis Urias.
Him too. Yeah. I ain't never going to try his name. I'm sorry.
Urias.
So, yeah, that's easy for you to say, Joe. So, players like that, it's going to happen. But for the young man, another name I can pronounce with the Mets didn't even tell the team he was coming. I mean, he didn't even show up, Joe. Then he opts out. That kind of stuff is confusing. See, the NFL said, let us know at this date when you're going to opt out, which guys did. So we did a topic. Both of you guys weren't here. But the NFL, you know, be in jeopardy because so many guys were opting out. New England had six guys and counting. And, you know, Minnesota had five or six guys. I told no, Steve, relative to baseball or for any other sport, the NFL would have to have almost 200 guys to opt out for me to think they're not going to have the NFL. So they're going to be in camp starting today. Baseball is kind of a head scratcher because once you got it to 60 games, so that cuts everything down. You must tell these guys, you can't go here, you can't go there, you can't do these things. Otherwise, because Manfred just flip-flopped, Joe, hey, I'm worried we're not going to have a season. Then he's, oh, we're not quitters, we're going to do it. But if these teams started with the Marlins, and which is good news, the Phillies has no more positive cases. If you're playing in these hot spots and don't have guys in the bubble, they're able to go back home and travel. So, because I think the Marlins, Joe, I don't know for sure, but did they go back home on a bus?
Yeah, the a lot of the sick players and coaches who were infected, they all had to put them on a bus and send them all the way down, which I'm sure that was a fun little trip.
And a few of the players were asymptomatic, and they felt great. They felt fine when they're taking their test. They laughed and joke. What? Really? Okay. The NBA, as well as the WNBA, had false positives. So they get another test right away. Okay, you were okay, fine, you can play. That's different. So now you got to get the quarantine contract traced. So when your quarantine starts, you know, 7 to 10 days or whatever. Otherwise, I think it's a week by week thing. And one of Gary's favorite words, it's a fluid situation. By tomorrow, it may be two other teams because you don't have the bubble. The NBA, they ain't got nothing to worry about. They know where everybody at. Their contract tracing is platinum. They knew everything. They knew Lou Williams was lying because one of the strippers, allegedly, said, hey, man, I gave the man a lap dance. It's all alleged if you can't show it on camera. But they know where you are. But Zion left the bubble, came back responsibly. But you see 10 or 15 Marlin players test positive. So for this to work, it's up to the players.
Well, there's certainly a lot of moving parts in
and
this.
And coaches, too, as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. But there are a lot of moving parts. Dan Plucker's on the other side of the glass. What's up, Dan?
Yeah, we got some breaking news out of baseball, ironically. Breaking news on the Fan brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oil is made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. John Heyman is reporting that more Cardinals have tested positive for the coronavirus. It's now up to 7 players and 6 staff members, so 13 total people. Right. And the Tiger series has been postponed. They were supposed to go to Detroit and play there, and that is not happening, it sounds like.
Yeah, we got that with Mark Saxon, who covers the Cardinals with The Athletic. He's also said, I'm going through his thread, he said that the Cardinals are getting cars for players who tested positive and having them drive from Milwaukee back to their homes in St. Louis, which is about a 6-hour drive. The players are generally asymptomatic, according to Saxon.
Now, do you trust them not to stop and go in somewhere with a mask on? Do you trust them not to stop and go to get some wings from a strip club? Do you trust that? Or just
well,
get a
right
bus?
Now I do because it's caught on. I mean, they're in trouble right now. So right now I do. Beforehand, no. I think they were living life like they thought they could just live it. So I think, you know, here's a bigger question than that. Who's going to stay at the Pfister right now? I mean, the Pfister's got to be going crazy right now. How are we going to get this place cleaned up?
Yeah, I mean, that's where all the teams stay. Every one of them stays at the Pfister.
Right.
I'm going to kind of keep my distance. I've been keeping my distance from downtown. It's dicey right now. You just don't know. You don't know what's going on down there.
Right.
I think the Pfister, they said, did a good job of getting it all cleaned up and quarantined and everything is fine.
Right. Well, you know,
but
Lamar, we just stayed at Fister, too.
All the time.
Yeah, we just stayed at Fister, too.
Yeah.
And so they have a wing where they just keep everybody over.
Wing.
They do have a wing that they...
Yeah.
But still, I mean, that's...
You're right, though.
That's a lot to get cleaned up.
Yep.
We'll base...
You sound like Mike McCarthy. We gotta get
clean it
up.
Yeah.
McCarthy.
Be very positive. It's all about being positive.
That's another one.
Alex Zinzola. He can do McCarthy so good.
Oh, I wanted
your brother. Your brother can do him spot on.
I hope he's not listening right now because he does do. I tried so hard to get him on the air to do a bit on that, and he will not do it. Because he's worried he's going to get, like, blasted on social media or something.
Who cares about that?
He would be the funniest guy.
Yeah, he would. I mean, he sounds just like him, I'm telling you.
Identical.
Man.
I mean, identical. He even, like, does... He even, like, looks like him when he does the impersonation. The mannerisms and everything.
The mannerisms,
Yeah, all of it. 414-799-1250 is the phone number. You guys can chime in on this. Will baseball finish? But there is another sport... and Gary alluded to this just a little bit earlier. The NFL, they have their own issues because they've got some stuff in place, But do you think it's probably smarter for them, if they really want this season to work, to be in a bubble? We will talk about that on the other side of the break. And assuming we have a game tonight, which all signs right now are a go, we are, what, about 4 hours away from first pitch between Brewers and White Sox. This will be the home opener at Miller Park tonight. But be sure to join Tim Allen for the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck show. That is coming up tonight at 6, right after the big show here on The Fan. And don't forget, after the last pitch, you make the switch to the Bayview Shade and Blind Baseball post-game show. All of it right here on The Fan. The best Brewers coverage is here. Gary Ellison, Leroy Butler, I'm Radio Joe. We will talk about the NFL and what they should do, or is it too little, too late? That's coming up next here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.